Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and we are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. On the road, we'll be at Red Brick Station in White Marsh, the Avenue White Marsh. We'll have the Back to the Future scratch-offs on Wednesday, and then we're going to be doing the show from the Maryland Party in Las Vegas. If you had a chance to hear Howard Perlow talk about really the biggest networking event in the state that doesn't happen in the state. It happens in Las Vegas. It happens on Preakness weekend. We'll be there next week. Also, a bunch of Preakness guests next week. Whether sovereignty's coming to Old Hilltop or not, we'll find out for the final trip at the old new Pimlico or the new old Pimlico, whatever it's going to be. Ravens cut a kicker right around the end of business, close of business on Monday afternoon on Cinco de Mayo. I guess everybody had a couple of cocktails. I'm bringing Luke Jones in. I want to write about it. At some point, I'm going to write it. Dear Justin Tucker, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out of town. I got a lot of things I want to say. I'm a little fatigued by all of it, to be honest with you. I know you were at the Liars luncheon a couple of weeks ago in the Liars press conference Friday. Like, just the way this team conducts business, I call it sleazy, but I don't even know what else to call it because on Friday we're going to do this and that, and then on Monday they issue a press release ostensibly to stay away from you and the other reporters because they don't have to meet the media for 3.5 weeks, right?
Well, I mean, they released him. And, you and I spoke earlier the same morning, that morning, and you were still questioning whether they were going to do it. Look, I'm not going to sit here and pat them on the back. Let me be clear. That's not what it's about. But my point is, when you're in a position like this with one of the most decorated players in franchise history, who was a slam dunk for the Ring of Honor, was someone who was very much on his way to the Hall of Fame. I will also grant the reality that that's not an easy situation to proceed for, to move forward with. And not going to sit here and say that the Ravens did everything perfectly. I mean, the statement they made refers to it as a football decision. I think we all know the truth here.
Well, that's
That
what I'm
said,
getting at. That I'm getting at, they're going to get the trail off of themselves of their culpability in this awful misogyny power play using status, fame, money, wealth to hide really awful things and hiding behind the shield of being the Ravens. And if it's a football decision, he stunk last year. You said that. I've said that. Everybody saw said that. They could have moved on from him in February the way they moved on from Ed Reed when they were done with him. You know what I mean? Literally.
yeah, but I also think they would have gotten criticism no matter how they did this. I mean, they just would have. And
Well, the
again, that
criticism is whether the people in the building knew about this and went and sent him out to kick anyway.
and that's the
That
part of this we don't know,
that's
right? And we
really,
don't know.
and
We
they're
don't
running
know.
from that. Eric DaCosta's running from that. John Harbaugh's running from that. They're running from everything. I mean, they are such cowardly people for being tough guys. They really are. Like putting the thing out on Monday where they get to run from all of you for 3.5 weeks because they don't see the media. That's the reason. People are like, why Monday? What's the timing? Just check the press conference schedule with Chad Steele, and that would give you an indication of why Monday. Because it wasn't after June 1. They could have talked about this anytime. They knew they were going to draft a kicker. Like, all of this is eyewash is your word. I think the word you use is worse than eyewash. It's dirtier than that. It's muddy water.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I'm not going to stick up for them, but I'm also going to say they were going to get criticized no matter how they did this. If they cut them the day it happened, they were going to have fans say, "Well, you didn't give this guy any semblance of due process. You didn't let there be any kind of an NFL investigation playing out." And then when they do that, well, the NFL's investigation is bull hockey, right? I mean, again, you and I were talking Monday morning, and you were still expressing doubt whether they were even going to move on from
Is the
him.
NFL investigation going to lead back to Owings Mills and one winning drive that people in the building knew about this? And there's no way in the world Steve Bisciotti couldn't have known about this because two of his people were involved, in owning massage parlors 16 places around the city, that this went on for a decade and no one in the building ever knew about it. Is that what that and this is a football decision? I mean, bull hockey was the word you used. I have an FCC license.
Well, but
It's just it's sleazy. That's what I would say. It's sleazy.
and that's fine. My point is, there's no way they could have proceeded with this that they wouldn't have been criticized. So you get to a point and you say, what path do you choose, right? I mean, again, you were suggesting they might not care at all, and he would kick for them in the fall. They didn't do that.
Well,
So
they didn't cut him because of anything he did now, right? I mean, the press release said that. So,
we know why they cut him. I mean, look, there's also a part of this, and this is all what I always try to keep in mind, that you're talking about someone that the organization had an affinity for, someone who's very accomplished, someone that a lot of people around town are sad about how this played out, right? Not sad in the way that, oh, I have sympathy for Justin Tucker, because ultimately, when you're talking about this many accusations, clearly you brought something on yourself. But just when you're talking about someone who meant as much as he did to people around here, there is a sadness to that. I know my sister and my mom had Justin Tucker jerseys, for example,
oh,
right?
wow, I
So
did not know that.
and again, that's not to say that they thought he was innocent or that he shouldn't be cut or anything like that, but you're talking about someone. This is the last remaining player from the Super Bowl 47 team. Let that marinate for a few moments when you just think about that. So it's a sad end to what should have been a really decorated, getting the video, getting the Ring of Honor, maybe the Hall of Fame, and it's none of that. He walks out the door as a disgraced individual, right? And not getting any of that. And Eric DaCosta said some nice things, but they cut him. And yeah, they can call it a football decision. And yeah, it's in part, sure, but we know that wasn't
How
the
much more
overwhelming driving
complicated would
force
this
here.
have been if he actually kicked the ball last year like he did the first 13 years?
Sure. I mean, it's, I mean, that's always part of this, right? I mean, we talked about this, why you do what you do with Ray Rice compared to if it's the 53rd guy on the roster, he's gone, right? So again, I'm
Unless
not
his name's
saying,
Ben Cleveland or he's draftable
sure.
and falls in the draft like Mike Green, then you consider him. You don't just consider him, you take him and you make excuses for him and tell him it really wasn't that bad. What you did to
I
get
mean,
thrown
that's,
out of Virginia doesn't matter here.
yeah, I guess. I mean, again, you're going to criticize them no matter how they do it, and that's fine. And I'm not sitting here
I'm
defending them. I'm
only
just saying.
criticizing them because they have a long history of doing sleazy stuff. See your press credential and see mine not there anymore. And just down the line, for everything I know and the things that they try to run from, they try to run from their own sleaze. And I'm not going to let them. I mean, I'm going to watch them play football. I'm going to talk about how good they are and Lamar's going to the Hall of Fame. But they are not a zero tolerance organization. They're not
They've
as
never been.
proud as
I
they
mean,
think they are.
they can say that, they can talk in passing when it's convenient to say that they've never been. I mean, because the evidence suggests that. John Harbaugh saying it in passing, talking about some other team's problem in Deshaun Watson. Yeah. As I said, a zero tolerance policy for anyone, not the Ravens or anyone, is something that you say when it's convenient for you to say it to pat yourself
By
on
the
the
way,
back.
what did you think that you are you going to give him an Oscar for that performance on Friday? That was pretty good out of season, right? Out of season, John's a little different, and
Mean
he
Sunday?
I went
Sunday?
back and it was Sunday. Oh my
Sunday.
God, the press conference wasn't even Friday. I'm getting my weekend. So you went over there on Sunday
Yeah, and
and they acted
I
like they
told you
didn't.
based on the tone that I thought that his release was coming, and you know what, all over my opinion on that. So
No. I said you speak Harbaugh better than I do. You speak liar. Is that's a, the exact quote. The exact quote was
well,
you speak liar better than I
the fact that
do. So you saw him lying, knew he was lying, and I'm the idiot to believe what he said, then I guess, maybe. They
I
released him a
mean,
day later. He sat there and spoke to you knowing they were releasing him tomorrow.
they said there was a decision coming at some point in the next few weeks, and to me, that was code that they had no intention for him being on the team once OTA started. When, as I said to you all along, they haven't played a single football game since these accusations came out. They haven't practiced a single time since these accusations came out. It is one thing to carry a player on your roster and proceed with some semblance of whatever you want to call it, due process, letting this play out, looking into it yourselves, letting the league look into it, letting more media look into it. However, all that entire scope of possibilities, when you're not playing any football games and you're not practicing and there's limited media access and Justin Tucker's not a public figure for those months of the football calendar year, it's much more palatable, for lack of a better term, to proceed with him on your roster. But when you're getting to the point where you've now drafted your kicker, who you think is going to replace him, as I've said, I'm still not going to bet my mortgage that Tyler Loop's kicking for them week one. He's got to win the job. They're going to bring in another kicker. They had another kicker in rookie camp. I'm guessing they're going to sign another kicker, and there's going to be a competition. And if those guys look shaky, they'll sign another veteran and bring someone in. I mean, say what you want about Justin Tucker in terms of what he was in 2024. You're still talking about replacing the most accurate kicker in NFL history. That's still a task that's easier said than done from a football standpoint. Even if this was in their minds a fait accompli by the time, certainly by the time they drafted Tyler Loop. But when you got to the point where media were going to be out there for an OTA in late May, the Wednesday after Memorial Day, and cameras were going to be out there, and people were going to see number nine still in a Ravens uniform going out to the
Now
practice field.
there are no more questions, right? They bought themselves a month. Maybe there's a little something they're on to the new kicker, but in their mind, they'll never have to answer a question about this again. In their mind, that's what they're thinking.
Sure. And
That's
I
the
mean,
that was the MO of doing this on Monday and lying to you on Sunday. Like that the MO is 3.5 weeks from now, we'll be talking about. Is that a football question, Luke? Justin Tucker is not work here anymore,
oh,
right? Next question.
they're going
That
to be
next
asked
question.
about it.
Yeah,
They're going
next
to be
question.
asked about it, as they should be asked about it. Any answers that are going to be
He's
satisfactory
not
to
here
anyone?
anymore. That's what they're going to say, right? That's the
Most
answer.
probably the gist of it, yeah. I mean, I don't know what you're expecting them to actually say that would be a satisfactory to any of the questions, because if they did know about it deep down, they're certainly not going to broadcast that. I mean, I don't know if they did, right? I mean,
A lot of people knew, apparently, from what I gather.
but you also said that you didn't, and I can't say that I had ever heard anything,
I'm
certainly not a
saying that if I
decade
had
ago.
heard it and took it to Eric DaCosta, he would have done the same thing he did when I went to him and told him I had a drunk player at my show last night. Nothing. 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 Same thing. I mean, they drafted this kid, Mike Green. They've re-signed Ben Cleveland immediately. There is no. The standard there is, and I said this on Monday morning, we're going to win or we're going to lose. It's the only thing that matters. We live
There's
behind a gated community. We all make $1 million a year, 10 million or 15 million a year. Doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. The owner doesn't have to answer questions. Chad will handle it and, throw out anybody that has a really tough question. And we'll just play football and make 200 million a year. I mean, that's the way the business operates at this point. It doesn't operate on anything else. It doesn't even. No matter how bad anybody behaves on the field,
Well,
off the
they
field,
cut
whatever,
Justin Tucker, but they did
they
cut
play
him.
football.
But they did cut him. You're looking at this in a black or white kind
They
of
cut him
way.
because of football reasons.
Nestor, I mean,
Well,
this
I'm
is
playing the game with you that
sure.
they played with me on my press credential. Am I a real media member? Well, it
Well,
depends who you're at.
but my
Like
point is that
they
there's
can play this
clearly
game all
still, but
day.
there's clearly some. I'm not saying it's good, the right standard. I'm not saying it's a good standard, but they cut him. I mean, if they truly didn't care at one iota, then he'd still be on their team, and they would at the
And if he
very
was a
least said,
top 10 kicker that they thought couldn't kick anymore, they would have cut him a long time ago. But yeah. I mean, we can play this game all day, and I can wear the Bisciotti hat. I can lie to you all day like John Harbaugh does, and throw salt over my shoulder. Like I don't know. I just think we all need to lower our standards and our expectations, lower the bar, because they've already lowered the bar. And for us to have. For your sister and your mother to have higher standards than them, that's just gonna be. I've met your mother and your sister. They're better people. there's a different standard for the way that they're going to operate than what they say. And I'm gonna call them out on that, and I'll call them liars and frauds and all of that stuff. But they really only care about winning football games. That like there literally is no other standard in that building. There really isn't.
Well, then I would still say Justin Tucker would still be on the roster if they didn't care at all. Like if this was truly an all or nothing proposition, Justin Tucker would still be on the roster. Now, did they handle it properly? Was the timing of this right? Should they have cut him back in on February 2nd? Lots of people would feel that way, and I'm not going to sit here and say that they should or shouldn't have. But he's not on the roster anymore, and they can say it's a football decision. We know it's not. I mean, we know it maybe in part. The fact that Justin Tucker had the worst season of his career certainly makes it easier to move on from him compared to if he was 30 of 31 last year and was 7 of 8 on kicks over 50 yards. But, I mean, it's all part of it, right? And, that's why in any case, I kind of don't subscribe to the idea of a zero tolerance policy in general, because life does have a lot of nuance and life does have a lot of gray. But when you're talking about accusations from 16 different massage therapists over a 5-year period who all had collaborative stories that were consistent and elements that kept popping up and, weren't contradictory in nature,
Predatory is the word.
I mean, you can't overlook that, right? I mean, it's one, two. Okay, I'll hear what you have to say. We'll
One
hear
or
how it
two, they
plays out.
draft you just in the second round.
Yeah.
Well,
So.
this is what they did. I'm not trying to play the other side of this and play foil to you, but like, there's an answer for all of this, and a lot of it's not good. And the answer
Sure.
really is the owner is checked out. He's a billionaire. He doesn't care. The head coach is a made guy, and all he cares about is one more Super Bowl so he can go to the Hall of Fame because he's never going to spend all the money he's made. So, this is really about really wealthy, entitled humans. John Harbaugh, Steve Bisciotti, Eric
Don't
DaCosta.
forget Justin Tucker.
They're Tucker in, who's got $70 million in the bank
I
as well.
mean,
But
like.
the Tucker thing, if I'm going after Tucker, and I've said this before, it's for going after Julie Sharper, it's for going after journalists, it's for calling them scumbags, it's for calling them liars, it's calling them yellow journalists, all the names that I don't even
Let's
I can't even
go
quote it
after.
all.
I mean, if these accusations are true, I care about that way more than just going after journalists. Being a creep to women that are doing a job, that needs to be first and foremost.
100%.
Then everything you mentioned after
But
that,
his answer
completely noted.
wasn't those girls are lying. His answer was these
Sure.
journalists are bad people.
Well, but his answer, when you say it's not true, you don't need to say the people are lying. The implication is that you're saying all the women accusing you are lying, right? I mean, look, the whole
But Julie
thing.
Sharper had her name on it. Dirtying up the
Like I said, I
journalists.
mean, the whole thing has been
F
gross,
Justin
and
Tucker, if I say that out loud. If
it's been gross,
I
and
see him out having a Starbucks, I'd say that to
like I
him. I
said,
mean, I'm angered by this.
it's really disappointing on so many levels. And as I said, while it's not in the forefront of my mind and my thinking, but a lot of kids in this town who really looked up to Justin Tucker, and a lot of people in this town really loved watching him play for a long time. And he made a lot of big kicks that helped this team win a lot of games over the years. And for a legacy to end in this manner, and again, this is not me expressing sympathy for him, but I do express some sympathy for certainly, those who've accused him of these things and victims. And but even just going beyond that, just from Ravens fans who really liked rooting for him. And again, this kind of goes back to what we talked about in one of our recent conversations, just, that sense of disillusionment that you get when, you kind of realize that, whether you're talking about your heroes or civic entities, like professional sports teams, whatever, aren't what it's cracked up to be, or aren't what you thought it was. And, that's disappointing on that level too. Certainly not on the same level as of the sympathy you have for these 16 women and however many more who maybe did not come forward,
I was
that
thinking of the
they were in
women
this
that
position.
when he requested such favors actually felt so compelled to go through with it.
Yeah.
That's the part that sickens me throughout all of this because I haven't heard from those people either. But all of it is something the Ravens should really be ashamed of and
Sure.
really be they, but they have no shame. That I've learned that about John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta. They're serial when it comes to being shameless to this moment about my press credential and you having one. Like to this moment, they have no shame. And that allows their paycheck allows them to move on, and their status and
Yeah.
their gated community. Like, I see it and I feel it. It's different than when Brian Billick was here. It's different than when Ted Marchibroda was here. It's different than when the Modells were here. It's different. You feel it's different 15 years later because you've covered it. You see that they've thrown me out. I'm in El Salvador in the prison, man. I'm gone. I'm thrown out. I'm not a media member anymore because they're really, really lacking integrity PR guy, and they're really, really lacking integrity. Complete office look the other way when they were all in on it. So I saw this. I see the way they behave and how they behave toward me, you, my family, my audience, our sponsors, 30 years of doing this every day. They are shameless, sleazy people. That's how I see it. And I'm not seeing it from outside the cage. I'm seeing it from inside the building. I know these people. I know what they're capable of. I know what they're capable of covering up. Everybody does. We saw it with Ray Rice. No one lost their job but Ray Rice. And he's now teaching your children if your kids are good enough to play at Milford Mill Academy. So part of my message to Justin Tucker is, yeah, it's a disgrace today. You called it a disgrace, and that's not your word. I heard my dude Matt on 100.7. I was driving up for a meeting and listening to some classic rock. He called it a disgrace, and I'm thinking, man, I thought I was the tough guy. I thought I was the prick around here. You guys are all tougher than me lately, but the disgrace of it really sits in Owings Mills because they called it a football decision. They've acted like it hasn't happened for 3 months. Whatever this NFL investigation is going to be, that's another like little unbuttoned up part of this. That's going to come at some point, and it's going to be Team Raven, right? I guess it's going to say he did this, I guess, because that's what all the girls are going to say. That's what all the reporting was. I know the NFL investigators went to the same people that the banner had. I know the lawyers in town that are representing the women for whatever lack of better term there is, because I don't think they have a lawsuit. But this is really about the organization and about in the middle of all of this, they drafted Mike Green. In the middle of all of this, they signed a guard. Seventh offensive lineman that they didn't need to sign after having blown a double deuce on a DUI. Like, they don't care about any of this. They don't. And they're probably laughing that we're talking about it, laughing all the way to the bank, because I just don't think it bothers them. I don't think it bothers their wives. You know what I mean? I just don't. I have no sense of any of that from them if they're going to call this a football decision.
Well, it clearly bothers them to some degree, or they would have. Justin Tucker would still be on the roster then. I mean, it doesn't mean you wouldn't have brought in competition. We were talking about that in December and January about Justin Tucker, whether he was going to, be the kicker the following year. We talked about that back in November and December. We were talking about that. So, but yes, that's not me disagreeing with you from the standpoint of. They don't care. Let's just say the threshold is certainly way higher than maybe you thought it was
They're
at one
willing
point in
to
time.
lie. How about that? They're
Well,
willing
sure.
to
And
lie.
that's the big thing. I mean,
At
look,
any point, any time in
they
the day, they're
clearly,
willing to lie and call it football.
let's call a spade a spade. They're not going to put out a lengthy statement completely crushing someone that's been with their organization for 13 years, someone that, all of this aside had an affinity for. Even just because he was really good at his job and helped
If
them win
I
a lot of
live long
football
enough
games.
and you live long
But
enough, he'll come back and be the star of the game. He will be. He'll be a legend of the game if he lives long enough.
maybe. I think I we'll see.
Ray Rice punched his wife in the face in a glass elevator, lied to everyone about it, and they brought him back and put the shield on him and they pay him to run around and greet fans. Like, come
But
on, man.
I think a big no, come on, man. I'm gonna push back a little bit on that from the situation. That is a situation where he and his wife to this day are together. I'm not, and to be clear, this is not me saying, oh, I agree wholeheartedly that Ray Rice should have been legend of the game. But where I view this as different is that his wife found it in her heart and in her personal decision to forgive him. To this day, they are together. Has been any question, any whisper of any domestic strife between them in the 11 years, or at that point, what, 9 years, I guess it was at that point when he was legend of the game. Would I have done that? Would I still have made that move, having acknowledged all that? No, but I understand the pathway for that is a little bit different than
There
what the
was no
pathway,
pushback on that. There
but
was
what the
no
pa
national pushback. There
sure.
was no reporting on Ray Rice being the legend of the game. Ray
Sure.
Rice was the legend of the game. They snuck it in. They brought him back. It's like
But I'm
don't
not
do
sh
that with Justin Tucker
but my
if Steve
point,
Bisciotti lives long enough.
see, I'm not sure about, because where's the what's the path for a redemption story for Justin Tucker here? Short of like the 16 women coming public and saying, "Oh, we weren't telling
His
the
wife
truth."
still loves him. She put out a statement too.
Yeah, but he didn't do this to his wife. This was 16 other women. I think this,
Dude, you're a
I
guy with
hear.
a sister. I'm a guy with a wife. I hear you loud and clear. I'm just saying.
I just think these are apples off. They're different. They're very different circumstances. Now,
Okay, if you think
I'm
Justin
not.
Tucker's never coming back again, I would have told you that when they were burning Ray Rice jerseys down there 10 years ago. That I wanted to take the whole chapter out of my
I'm
book
just saying
because he was that disgraced at the time.
that's a very different situation of something as, and let me be clear, this is not me making light of what Ray Rice did to his wife in that elevator. However, when there's a pathway of it's your domestic partner that clearly forgave you, you got married, you are still together years later, by every account that's out there seems like has stayed out of trouble, has remained blissful. Ultimately that's between them and the Lord,
I've
right?
said a million times, I always liked Ray Rice.
Sure.
I was a Ray Rice
Now,
guy. I never
and
liked
again,
Justin Tucker. So I'd say that from go. My wife and I, every time he would kick the ball, we had a name for him. I'm not going to say it out. It's a feminine product. Like we had a name for him in our house when I still had a press credential. That's how I felt about him. So I never liked Justin Tucker, and I'll say that out loud. I'd say it to his face. I didn't like that he drank Starbucks and talked about drinking Royal Farms because I was Royal Farms sponsored, and I don't think you do that. I had a million re just the way he treated. I never liked Justin Tucker. I liked Ray Rice. I respected Ray Rice. I always enjoyed Ray Rice. I haven't spoken to Ray Rice in 11 years, but
right.
I'm not anti. I want to make that clear that this is about the Ravens and
Sure.
how they deal with their own shame
We're
and their own
kinda
skeletons and their own problems, and they don't do a good job with it. They don't. They
That's
don't.
fine. I'm not gonna sit here and say they did. I will say that they showed some semblance of caring about it to some degree, because they wouldn't have cut him at this point. They would have at the very least had a competition between him and Tyler Loop. And if Tyler Loop beat him out in the same way that Justin Tucker beat out Billy Cundiff 13 years ago, then that would have been a different story. We know that what this is about. But that said, and this is where I'll agree with you, to put out a statement that makes no acknowledgement, no alluding whatsoever to the NFL's investigation or these accusations, I think that's, that comes across as tone deaf at best.
They
But
drafted Mike Green 10 days ago. That's tone deaf.
so, sure.
I don't think they have to hear the tone, I guess is my point.
But I guess,
They make
but the
too
point,
much money.
but I'm the,
They make
but
too much
my
money to hear
point,
the tone.
but my point is, if they didn't care at all, like if there was no threshold whatsoever, he'd still be on the team, right? And that's why you were doubting it even as recently as when you and I talked earlier the same day as we're having this conversation now. You were still expressing doubt, and I was too. And until he wasn't on the roster, he was on the roster,
Well,
right?
we're
Until he
all
was.
over it today and we're talking about it, but there's going to be an NFL investigation. There's going to be a suspension. There's going to be whatever.
Sure.
Somebody's going to sign him. I mean,
We'll
I'm
see.
convinced he'll kick
I mean,
again.
I think it depends, what does the NFL put out? What is the suspension exactly? I mean, you look at Deshaun Watson. I mean, that was what, 9 games, whatever it was. I mean, these aren't exactly the same, but
Well,
they're very similar in nature.
here's where I am. They go to Indianapolis and interview these kids and poke and prod all these kids, and they bring them in and all that. When they bring in a free agent, I would assume that Eric DaCosta spoke with DeAndre Hopkins at least for a little while and said, hey, what do you see your role as being? Let's talk about football. Let's talk about Lamar. Let's talk about the offense a little bit. Before we go giving you 4 million, 6 million, 8 million, whatever it is, there's an entry and exit getting to know you. Just come into my office. So we're going to have an interview with Justin Tucker where the Lions, the Chiefs, the Chargers, pick any team you want. Chargers would already know Justin Tucker, but they already have a kicker. So call Justin Tucker. You bring him in. He comes in. It's like Hard Knocks, right? Big office, a lot of light, right? Comes in, sits down on the little couch there. That's because that's really what it's like, right? I've sat in that office with Billick and John Harbaugh and, all the way down the line, what those football offices look like. You say, Justin, come in. Hey, good to see you. I hear you're in good shape, kicking the ball well. I mean, we saw the tape. We saw what you did last week. We have an opportunity here. So tell me about the allegations. Tell me about this. Let me read your statement. Reporters, scumbags, second rate journalists out to get me. Everybody's out to get me. Where do you stand on that? Right. If there's really interviews for jobs, that's what you do. That's what I would do as an employer is say, now tell me, are you going to stand by that Instagram where you called the reporters sleaze bags? Or where are you going with this? Are you going with the misunderstanding thing? Are you going with the wife still loves me thing? Are you going, the NFL investigated this and they said this, and this. So like that has to happen before he kicks for another team. I don't know where the bar is in Cincinnati or in Cleveland when they had an entry interview for Deshaun Watson, or even with the Ravens sitting with Mike Green and saying, "Well, not in the first round, but in the second round, the value." But why you got thrown out of Virginia? It mattered at Thursday night, but in Friday in the draft doesn't matter. We can take in Friday. Not that, like that. That's the part of this that blows my mind. That if Justin Tucker were to come into my office to sell my coffee, eat my fried chicken, or kick for my football team, the first thing I would go to is the Instagram, the moments after these allegations that clearly are false because he couldn't have done this, right? But that the damning of the media and the damning someone else while running away, and to your point, belittling the 16 women that have been alleged, or only seven on that day, I think to myself, how does he get a job? But all these guys get jobs. Mike Green got a job. Mike Green had an agent that said, "Yeah,
They
these
do if they think
allegations are
you're
going to cost
valuable.
you, but
I mean, they do
yeah."
if they think you're valuable. You know, I mean,
Well, you think Justin Tucker can still kick? I think Justin Tucker can still kick.
yeah, but a kicker is not the same thing as a franchise quarterback. We also understand that, right? The kicker's not the same thing as a 21-year-old edge rusher who had a top 15 grade, who other than Abdul Carter might have been the best edge rusher in the draft. Justin Tucker at 35 coming off of a not great season, even if he finished stronger. And let me be clear, if he's kicking this year, I'm not going to be shocked, but I would also say I'm not going to be remotely surprised if his career's over, but because he is 35 and he is coming off of a not so great year in the same way that Ray Rice never played again, right? Even though he wasn't, it's not like he was a 34-year-old running back.
Take your 70 million, go back to Texas and deal with your shame appropriately, the way Rafael Palmeiro did. You know what I mean? Like, he's got so much money. He's got the rest of his life. He doesn't have to kick anything. He doesn't have to do anything. He's not going to jail. He's just a creep. He's just that's the way he'll be looked at until such point where the Ravens bring him back and make him the star of the game if he does his restitution or whatever. But I do think he'll kick in the league. And even though I just made this harsh thing where he has to go sit in front of a general manager and look the other way and cough, if he can kick the ball 68 yards into the wind, he's going to have a job. And he's
Well,
always been able to do that. He's always been able to do that.
and that's gonna, I mean, that's gonna be the big key. I mean, is there a team that wants to take this on and is desperate enough, needing a kicker that badly, where they're willing to take that on? As far as for him, it's obviously there's a, I don't know if statute of limitations is the proper terminology here, but it's something that happened in the past. All documented accusations, reported accusations were from 12 to 16. So we're talking about almost a decade ago for even the most recent one. The one part of the reporting that I think I've been a little more skeptical about was, Was he indeed truly banned at some of these places? And this goes even, this has nothing to do with the massage therapists themselves, and what they accused him of has more to do with the owners, the management of the establishment, whether was there actually a ban issued, or was this, hey, we've got to appease the celebrity that's
Well,
in
that's
at
the dirtiest part. That's the
sure.
part I go back
So
to, is saying that
that's the part.
this privilege to be able to act lawlessly.
Right.
That's
But
all.
that's my part where, if he's advocating for himself in the scenario that you're talking about with another general manager, he can obviously deny and say that these interactions, these, this behavior was miscategorized, misrepresented, whatever he's going to say. But the part in terms of, some of these places where he was allegedly banned, where that there's been, I don't want to say contradictions, but I think there's been a little more question about that part, at least in my mind. And again, not questioning the therapist stories themselves, more so, was he in fact banned? Were these women told he was banned, but the owner actually gave more of a wink wink type? I don't know, right? That to me was always the part where I
Well, no one
wasn't
wants to offend the Ravens.
right.
No one
And
wants to
that was the
anger the
part where I
Ravens.
just wasn't sure. So can does he, does he have documentation, via email, something like that, that calls that part of it into question? And if he does, then maybe he can convince an NFL owner to say, okay, they weren't telling the truth about this part of the story. So doesn't that cast more doubt as far as whether all this stuff actually happened? Again, how desperate is a team? How interested are they in, and how much do they believe Justin Tucker can still, in fact, kick at a high level, knowing he is coming off the worst year of his career? To be clear, I'm not disagreeing with you from the standpoint of if he's kicking for, I don't know, the San Francisco 49ers in December because their kicker tore his ACL or popped his hamstring on a kickoff or trying to make a tackle on a return for a touchdown or something like that, and they are in the playoff hunt and he's the best guy that's out there, and they sit down and have a long talk with him, and is if he's kicking for them, would I be shocked? No, but I also recognize that a kicker, even a great kicker, still only carries so much value. It's why they're not drafted in the first round unless you're crazy Al Davis way back when drafting Sebastian
Yeah, they have
Janikowski.
no value until you
So,
have to make a 48-yarder in the
well,
rain.
but understood, but you're taking on a lot of baggage, in this case, that so, and the Ravens deemed it, even though they call it a football decision, they deemed it to be something that they didn't want to proceed anymore. They found their guy and they moved on. And, I kind of said to you all along, my gut on this, when they didn't cut him immediately, was that it would probably go to the draft. And, they ended up finding a kicker they liked. We'll see if Tyler Loop ends up being the guy. Keep in mind they had another kicker that they brought in, even during as a tryout during camp. And it sounds like they're going to sign him. So, kind of speaks to, it's Wyoming kicker John Hoyland. So whether it's him or someone else, he's going to compete with Tyler Loop. And clearly they cared at least enough to say, we don't want Justin Tucker to be the one that's competing with him. So they moved on. They called it a football decision. We all, kind of look at that and say, really? But
Now we await the NFL investigation, Luke.
sure. I'll say this. I'll be interested to see when the timing of that is. Is it later this week? Is it next
Tomorrow.
week? Or is it something where the Ravens got enough of a heads up that, that the league said, okay, we can't tell you everything, but it's everything is exactly what the banner is reporting and all of that, where they said, we might not have this finished till next month, but
I don't expect the NFL to come out and re-report what the banner reported. I don't. I don't know what the NFL is going to do now that he's cut. They don't have to, the NFL and the Ravens don't have to do anything. They just move on. He's not even in the league anymore. I mean, the
well, I mean,
NFL just evaporates then,
but
right?
typically the NFL, the way this works is they still will issue a suspension. I mean, there are always free agent players, whether it's PEDs, something with
And it's one sentence though. We have found that he has acted
I mean,
inappropriately as a four-game
yeah,
suspension.
well, they'll,
Blah, blah,
I
blah,
mean,
blah,
will
blah,
they
blah,
have
blah.
this, well,
Wah, 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 wah. That's it.
we'll, is it plausible that like a Mike or a Mark Maskey or someone, an NFL reporter gets pieces of this leaked to him or something like, and I'm just using Mark as an example, of course. Is that possible? Sure, but yeah, would I expect there to be some 50-page PDF document to be released? No, generally that's not how these things work.
He's just a kicker.
I
Right? Ex-kicker now. Ex-kicker.
ex-kicker. And
Former NFL kicker.
like I said, it's a part of me is sad about just how this ends for someone who was very highly thought of by a lot of people in this town and was a hell of a player. I mean, 7-time Pro Bowler. I mean, a year ago at this time, you and I were talking about him being the greatest kicker in the history of the league and going to the Hall of Fame. And that's all gone now. I mean, whether he kicks in the league again or not, he's not going to the Hall of Fame with that. I mean, kickers are such a marginalized position in the NFL, in terms of Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, it's a very short
We
list.
never consider what they do off the field. That's
Until
what
they
they all
do.
say to me when I do.
Until they do, right?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, so, and again, that is not me saying that, feeling sorry for Justin
They told
Tucker.
me that the Terrell Suggs, Fran Bleach, all that none of that would matter.
So,
Didn't matter with Ray Lewis's alleg. It doesn't. They have. Oh well, it's just sports. We'll talk more about it. Luke
like I.
Jones is going to be covering the Orioles all week long out in Minnesota, and we'll be in Anaheim as well over the weekend, trying to get the pitching together, getting hitting. It's been a weird couple months, right? Like, I had Scott Price on this week, legendary journalist, wrote for Sports Illustrated. SL Price, Scott Price, has a new book out on lacrosse, and he said, I got into sports writing in the 80s because like sports and balls and strikes and games and like all that, and it winds up when you're a sports writer, it winds up being about law and cheating and scandal and drugs and sex and violence and off the field and on the field and money and contracts and strikes and labor discord and legal and agents, and it's like everything but like X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's to some degree, especially this time of year, right? Because there are no X's and O's till September.
Yeah, I mean for the NFL, but I also think it's important not to lose complete joy for those things because ultimately, at the end of the day, this is an entertainment-driven business, and if we completely get lost, and this is kind of what I talked about with you at various times over the course of this saga. I mean, I think it was Mike Tannier, our good pal, who has opined on situations like this, where I think he said in a capitalistic society, you're not going to be able to enjoy and consume anything if you're going to be outraged by bad behavior. To the point where you swear it off, you're going to end up being very bored. That's not to absolve it, but it's messy, and that's why I think it's important for any individual person. I put my faith in much more important things. As much as I enjoy sports, love sports for what they are, I put my faith in much more important things, as far as my Lord, and I certainly put more belief and faith in my family and things and entities like that compared to individuals that.
Just being the journalist, I don't want to carry the water for sleaze. That's all.
Sure,
I'm not going to
and
be
I.
the one doing that. And that's something for 35 years that I've sat here, and I'm not going to do the wink, wink. It's a football decision without calling it complete bouja, because it is.
That's fine.
And
And I'm not.
it's very. I said this to Rasig last week, and it kind of broke his heart. I said, I'm so disappointed in what the Ravens have become and what the Orioles have become in my life, in all that I've invested in it. And that is not to take the joy out of when they hit home runs or win games or that they're a good football team that plays into January and all of that. It's just, it was all sold under a different spirit when I went on the radio and said we should pay for all of this and that these people are going to enrich our city and really have some sense of community and decency,
Yeah.
and I don't, I think it's way past that. And
But
we've been way past that for a long, long time, especially with the baseball team and the football team. We had to fight and steal to get one, right? Like,
yeah.
so the Colts, I lived through all of that. So to think that there's any honor amongst these thieves, there isn't, but I did find dignity in the Modells, and I did find dignity in Brian Billick, and I did find dignity in Joe Flacco and Rod Woodson, just people that I've met in the game and being around the game. I see no dignity in the way John Harbaugh behaves, Eric DaCosta on a personal level, on a professional level. I've been privy to all of it. And then when these scandals happen, I know what compromised men of integrity they are. And for Harbaugh to stand in front of God, stand in front of Christ and Fellowship of Christian Athletes, as well as Lance Stoller-Lexis, and act like he is, that there's some piety involved in this or some real integrity, there's not. And I know better. I know better. And every fan should know better when they see you in the press box and me not. And know that that's the way they behave and they like it that way. And Sashi Brown having me banned from CEO, man, just crazy, petty, small, sleazy stuff that these franchises have been involved in for a long time. It's disappointing to me because I do want to cheer for them. I do want to pull for them. I do want to pull for the people involved in them, but they've made it very hard for me being on the inside and witnessing it. I knew a lot about Justin Tucker. I didn't know he had sexual predator. I didn't check that card, but I didn't find many of them to be likable blokes. And you know this. And over the last Super Bowl and writing the second book, even in the reunions and going back and saying, and this is honest to God, the 5-year reunion, was it a couple 5 years ago, or was it a, they haven't had, they had a 10-year a couple years ago? It was a 10-year a couple years ago. They had the reunion. And I went down the roster and thought, who do I want to talk to? Who do I want to be in touch with? Who do I want to call? Who do I want to say hi to? Who do I want to have on the show? And there really aren't that many people. And that's sad because I love that team and I wrote about that team and cheered for that team. And but just in a general sense, the people that are involved aren't of the caliber that they used to be. And I have fun with Sid Thrift and I Frank Robinson and Dearly Departeds and going back to Pat Gillick and Roland Heeman and all that on the baseball side and all the people I've met in sports, the people I would talk about like Terry Truax on the basketball side or kick hockey, Doug McClain, Terry Murray, Brian Murray, Barry Trotz, people I've met in sports. This is not a very good group of people. I'll just say that, and I'll say that out loud. And I don't say it every day. I don't say it often. I think it a lot. I talk to my wife about it a lot. And I talk to you probably off the air about it a lot. But on a day when this went down with their decorated GOAT Hall of Fame kicker who sleazed the media 8 weeks ago when he's the sleazy one, it's gross. It's just gross. And I said that to Rasig last week, and I'll say it again now. It's gross. It's gross that they drafted Mike Green. Whether he's a great kid, he can be whatever he wants to be, but it's not a good look. If you care
Yeah,
about looks.
I'm not going to argue with you. It's disappointing and on a lot of levels, and
It's one thing to have bad pitching. It's different when Kyle Gibson's doing it. You know what I mean? Than it is when Sidney Ponson was doing it for me. For me. Or if Aroldis Chapman was doing it. You know what I mean? So I can deal with the bad play on the field. I can deal with a lot of things.
no one wants the bad play on the field either. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. I mean, yeah,
I
and that's part,
understand that.
that's part of,
I'm
but
way more accepting of
that's
that than
part
I
of the
am.
culture that just pro sports is. I mean, it's, we're talking about all of us are imperfect people, and some are more imperfect than others. If that's the best way that I can describe it. And a lot of what you say, I completely understand where you're coming from. I agree in a lot of levels, and
I built
I
a
would
whole
also.
life around this, hoping it had integrity.
But I would also say this: don't let it steal your joy for just the enjoyment of it. You love baseball. It wasn't because of Peter Angelos. It was because of your dad, and your bond with him over that.
That's
And
what Rick Down told me.
I think it's important for all of us, whether we're talking about, media guys who get to know these individuals on some level, that's still superficial relative to being around them 12 hours a day, right? But for fans, for most people, this is an escape, and it shouldn't be where you draw your ethical inspiration necessarily, or your moralistic inspiration. Doesn't mean we shouldn't hold them to some semblance of standards, but at the same time, if you put your faith in man, generally you're going to end up disappointed. And I say that even just speaking from a faith, my personal faith standpoint. But at the same time, that doesn't mean we can't enjoy these things and take them for what they are. You love football, you love baseball, you love pro sports. You understand that pro sports is made up of a lot of very flawed people. And you take it for what it is. It's something that's a diversion for a few hours a day or a few hours a week, and then you move on and you get back to your we all get back to our lives, which have ups and downs and very real things that are way more important than someone kicking a ball or hitting a baseball or whatever it is. So, I think, and where you're coming from, like, I guess, my, it's not even an epiphany, but just as I get older, it's just to kind of take it for what it is, not to make it more than what it actually is. It's entertainment. It's something that's a diversion for a few hours. We all really enjoy it. Anyone who's listening right now wouldn't be tuning into us if they didn't have a passion for sports. But we also understand there are bigger things in sports. And by the
The
way,
one thing I'm not
it's
willing to do
also,
is look the other way on
and that's
lies, look the
fine.
other way on
And that's
deception,
fine.
look the other
And
way
to
on
be clear,
sexual assault allegations. I'm not
sure,
going to look
that's
the other way
fine.
on that.
And if
I'm
people,
not going to carry water for it either. For Chad Steele, for John Harbaugh, for any of them. I'm not going to do
and that's
that.
fine. And if people want to swear it off and, you say you're no longer a supporter of a team or a specific individual, then that's perfectly within someone's rights as well. I mean, it absolutely is. And to say, we talked about it in a previous discussion. I'm a big WWE fan to this day, even though Vince McMahon's no longer involved, but knowing full well what kind of individual he is, and certainly not going to that form of entertainment for any life lessons or anyone that I'm going to view as a role model, but I enjoy the escape that it provides. And that's where we all kind of have to pick and choose. And music, sports, movies, politicians, I mean, like, take your pick as far as entities that absolutely, if you look long enough, you watch it long enough, you pay attention to it long enough, yeah, you're going to be disappointed plenty, probably way more disappointed than you're going to be gratified. As I've kind of said, the idea of if you're a sports fan because of the championships and that's the only enjoyment you get from it, man, you think about the ratio of disappointment
No wonder these Browns
tasting
fans are so
that.
pissed off.
Yeah, so I mean, on some level, you just kind of view it and take it for what it is. And if that sounds like I'm giving them a pass, I don't mean it to, but at the same time,
You're gonna watch them. You're gonna watch. Go watch them
yeah.
play. Yeah.
And
So am
if I
I.
wasn't doing this for a living, I'd still watch it. And
Well, I'm glad you're doing it for a living because we're holding them accountable around here, and that's that. So, Luke can be found, Baltimore Luke. He's Luke at WNST.net, and I am Ness at BaltimorePositive.com. You can find us anytime, anywhere. We're out on the internet. I guess we're not done talking about this, but at least it feels like there's some level of finality, at least from a roster standpoint. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop droning on and on and on about jurisprudence and important things. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.